This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another great edition of Piercing Darkness, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, powerevangelism.net. This is 89.9 FM in South Florida, the Treasure Coast, reaching the lost souls and all the wonderful believers for Jesus, encouraging in your faith, nutrition you with the Word of God, testimonies, and the power of God in action. We want to give God praise for an awesome service we had last night, Passover service last night. Good Friday was great. We had the souls that came to Jesus. Lives were changed. We did Holy Communion. And we want to invite you to Sunday morning Resurrection Easter service, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. He is alive, and he's on the right hand of the Father. At 4701 10th Avenue North in Green Acres, Florida, we'll be there at 11:30 a.m. for an awesome Easter service. So if you don't have a place to worship and you want to come join us, you can all come in and join us and worship Jesus and hear the Word of God from Apostle Solly and enjoy the service. We'd love to have you as our guest on Easter Sunday morning. If you can't make Easter Sunday morning, you're in town, or maybe you're visiting from out of town, you're looking for a place to worship Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, come down to Delray Beach at 7:30 p.m. We have a resurrection miracle healing service. The man of God's going to pray for all those that are sick, those that are oppressed. If you have any need in your life, or you need something for a loved one or friend or family, he's going to pray. And we're going to believe God, the same power that raised Jesus out of that grave on the third day, Resurrection Sunday, is going to, that same power, the Holy Spirit, is going to be there in the service on Sunday night when the man of God prays. And miracles, signs and wonders happen when you believe, and you shall receive in the mighty name of Jesus. So come join us, 400 South Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida, at the DAF campus. It's free admission and free parking. Just take I-95 South. You're coming from Port St. Lucie, or you're coming from Palm Bay, you're coming from Jupiter, Stewart, all that way, Fort Pierce, I-95 South, all the way past Okeechobee, past Boynton Beach, till you get to Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, and you take a left on South, left on Atlantic Avenue, go 1 mile right past the police station and Dunkin' Donuts, take a right there, and you'll be on. You go South Swinton to Northwest 4th Street right there, the big white church auditorium there. That's the DAF campus. You can't miss it. It's only about 5 minutes off I-95. You're all welcome to come. For more information, just call 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. And our prayer partner is standing by to pray with you and also give you information about any upcoming crusades or events. And this Easter weekend, if you need information, we'd love to have you, your family, and your friends to come join us. And if you've never been to a service, maybe you have your own church you're going to Sunday morning, we encourage you to go to your church. But if you say, you know what, I'd like to come to a healing, resurrection, miracle service. I've never been to a crusade. I'd like to come here, apostle minister, and I need prayer. I need something in my life or family. Come join us. We'd love to have you as our guest, and we'll treat you like family and bless you, and you'll never be the same. So come and join us. Or you can go to the website, powerevangelism.net, and you can find out information about the upcoming event this weekend, also crusades and stuff around the world, and also missions and things we do. And you can submit prayer requests, you can watch free videos, you can read testimonies, and you can support the ministry too by giving a donation or ordering a product. And, you know, the gospel is free, but the means to get out there, it does cost. But when you sow seed, God will bless you. So whatever God puts in your heart, you continue to support this radio station. Also, you can support support Power Evangelism Ministries. It will bless you, and God will truly prosper you and your family. And don't forget also, you can follow Apostle Solly on social media. Facebook, you can put Apostle Ronald Solly, and he goes live right from his studio during the week and different days. He comes live and talks to you and about the Bible and about different things, gospel's on his heart, upcoming events, prophetic insight, what's happening in the world, like when God spoke to him about Benjamin Netanyahu for Israel to be reelected. This is before the election happened. God said you need to pray for him and pray for the President of the United States of America, and he put that on Twitter, and not a couple weeks later, what he said happened, Benjamin Netanyahu was reelected as the Prime Minister of Israel. So those are things that the man of God speaks. The Bible says he reveals first to his prophets and gives insights. It talks about in the Bible. So be in the prophetic insight, what God is saying, in this last days. So also don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and also you can do it on Periscope. It's a new app, came out just a couple years ago. You can watch free videos. Our YouTube channel, go subscribe, Power Evangelism. Our type of Apostle Ronald Solly, Power Evangelism on YouTube. You'll pull up, and you can just go there and click, and you can subscribe, turn on notification, and every time a new video pops up, you can watch it free on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, wherever you are in the world, you can do it. And we want to thank you for being a listener, a friend, a partner, and thank you for tuning in every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. to hear the Word of God, hear the testimonies in prayer. And if you need prayer, you're listening, you're driving on the road, or you're down at your house, and you need prayer, just pick up that phone and call us, you know, or you can call us when you get situated, as you get driving, but we'll enjoy the show. We're going to go back to the studio here and write live to the message with the man of God, encouraging testimonies. But don't forget, this Sunday morning, 4701 10th Avenue North at Oasis Power Fellowship. We'll be in Green Acres. More information, 561-337-908. Sunday night, Resurrection Miracle Healing Service. It's in Delray Beach, 7:30 p.m. at the DF Campus Auditorium. You can't miss it. 5 minutes off 95 on Atlantic Avenue, Delray Beach. You don't want to miss it. Wherever you are, come. You're all invited. It's free to attend. Free admission, free parking, and you're all with True Life family. Hey, we love you all. God bless you. Have a great Easter Resurrection weekend with your family and friends. And don't forget, the reason we celebrate is because Jesus died on the Passover and rose from death on the third day. Celebrate. He's the reason. Enjoy this message with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless you all. We'll be back at the top of the hour. We get more information and talk to you. God bless you. Enjoy this message from the man of God.
It's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
You're going to hear me right now. If you have a back pain, only the back pain. Okay, how long have you been having the back pain?
Since June 29th.
Since June 29th, 2000, this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what happened? What caused the back pain?
A lady fell on top of me.
I interrupted what God was doing because I wanted to hear the testimony. But you see, God can either finish it while she's testing herself, or I'm just going to lay hands on her again. Let's see what's happening. I want you to do what you could not do before, because God told me to pray for you fast before I prayed for anybody, because tonight is your night. So I want you to check yourself. Do what you could not do before.
You deserve the glory and the honor.
Listen to this. Listen to what she just said. Why am I jumping? You gotta hear this. Tell us. What happened?
All the back pain is gone, including my neck.
You are my...
Apostle Solly. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. Three times they ran those tests and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Solly and said, "This is what you need to go to." I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had 2 surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. So, just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
Your cry, if it's a cry of faith, word of God comes to release faith in you.
How long have you had this problem?
I'm the three month.
Okay, come up here on the stage. Bring on the stage. It's true. So, this is what the Bible says. The shadow of Peter touched people and they were healed. Why? Because the glory of God was upon him. You believe?
Yes, I believe. Yes, I believe.
All right. Because I'm in the glory. Bible is going to be demonstrated right now in front of your eyes. She's going to stand in my shadow and the back pain is going to go. So, this one you're going to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
The Bible is true.
The Bible is true.
I believe everything it says.
I believe everything it says.
About my body.
About my body.
My body.
My body.
Is a temple.
Is a temple.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Now stand in my shadows right here. Watch out. That's the shadow of Peter. In the Bible, it happened. Jesus, just like you did in the Bible, when Peter walked among the sick, do it for my sister. You told me exactly 3 months, I've obeyed you. Now fulfill the scripture to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Pick up your left leg. Pick up your right. Yeah. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every. Now walk. Take 7 steps. Yeah. How do you feel?
Good. Good.
The pain is gone.
Yes.
Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
To break every.
Your cry, if it's a cry of faith, word of God comes to release faith in you.
Yeah.
don't stop. Lift your hands up. Your pain in your shoulder?
É dor no seu ombro?
How long has the pain been there?
Quanto tempo você tem essa dor?
Mais de 2 anos.
More than 2 years.
Now, put your hand on my shoulder right here.
No ombro dele.
No
nome de Jesus, você fala? O meu ombro está livre. Eu acredito. E eu recebo
em
Jesus name, em nome de Jesus.
Watch this. Lord, I release.
Senhor, eu libero vida no ombro dela. Toda dor vai embora em nome de Jesus.
Watch this. Lama. What? Your Spanish is from where?
I'm Brazilian. I speak Portuguese.
You speak Portuguese? Yes. That's amazing. I prophesy on Brazil. You're a point of contact. In the name of Jesus. God has anointed you. You're a dancer. You're also a prophet. You're going to prophesy.
Yes.
Olha pela dor. Procura. Não, não tem mais.
Tell them in Portuguese.
Não tem mais.
Não tem mais. Pain gone. Watch this. You're going to repeat what I said. Speaks English? Perfect. So you're going to repeat what I said. You hear me? When I say mama, you say mama. When I say Jesus, you say what?
Jesus.
Can you say mama?
Mama.
Jesus?
Jesus.
Okay, now watch this. Plug it here. Now, plug this one right here. Say mama.
Mama.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Now plug it right here. Say what I say. Mama. Mama. Jesus. Mama. What is he over?
Jesus.
Open. Jesus. Open. In my shadows right here. Watch out. That's the shadow of Peter. In the Bible it happened. Jesus, just like you did in the Bible, when Peter walked among the sick, do it for my sister. You told me exactly 3 months I've obeyed you. Now fulfill the scripture to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Now pick up your left leg, pick up your right.
Yeah, to break every chain,
break every. Now walk, take 7 steps. Yeah. How do you feel?
Good, good.
The pain is gone.
Yes.
So I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to declare this. Your life,
tu vida,
is going to be free.
Va a ser libre.
The back pain is going to be gone.
Ya, tu dolor de espalda se
in
va.
The name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
After your back pain is gone,
ya se va.
God is going to release a financial breakthrough.
Dios te va a liberar ya.
Within 3 months.
Después de 3 meses ya.
Your entre finances 3 meses, is going to change.
Tu financia va a cambiar.
Totally.
Totalmente.
God's going to give you a financial breakthrough.
Dios te va a ayudar financieramente.
God's going to move in your situation.
Dios va a mover en tu situación.
I hear the word daughter.
Escucho.
And I hear again daughter.
Hija.
And I hear the word daughter.
Escucho la palabra daughter. Hija. Hija.
The favor of God is upon you.
El favor de Dios está sobre
As
ti.
I lay hands on you.
Cuando te topo.
The glory.
La gloria de Dios.
Yeah.
¿Cómo te sientes?
Estoy bien.
Feels good.
She feel good.
Feels good.
Como te sientes? Did I say it right? Como te sientes?
Good.
Como te sientes?
Good, good. Tenía mucho dolor en la parte de atrás, pero ahora no lo siento. No me molesta.
She,
ya.
Had, a, she had a lot of pain in her back, but now she doesn't feel anything.
She had a lot of pain. Say one more time, please.
Dilo una vez más, por favor.
I have more.
Say in Spanish, please. I like Spanish a lot.
Tenía mucho dolor en la espalda, pero me muevo y ya no está. Se fue, en el nombre de Jesús.
She had a lot of pain in her back, and that's it, she doesn't feel anything.
Open and begin to hear now in the name of Jesus, 100%. I command your ear that you lost while you were a baby to be restored, and I command your ear to open right now. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Okay, close it totally.
I can hear out much better now. Out my right ear. Because I couldn't hear out it with the hearing aid. I couldn't hear out it. I always could hear out the left ear better. So I just stopped wearing my right hearing aid because it wasn't doing any good. Uh-huh. But I can hear out it now.
Wait, before we shout again, let's do it one more time. Close that ear. And second, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, I said, look what the Lord has done.
Watering, so she had surgery. She's scheduled to do another surgery the 27th of February. And in the right eye, she see kind of, she can't see clearly. She can't read any words. She can see stuff, but she can't read her first name or anything like that. She see the chairs, she see this, but she can't read.
Now, I command blind eyes to open in Jesus' name. Vision, miracle. Father, give you praise. Daughter, we break suicide. I wasn't there. God knows her age. And she didn't want to come, but God knows the mother wanted to come. And mother standing in the gap for the daughter, and the daughter's touched. Case cleared. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, look and see. I see a smile on your face. Got it. She's smiling. She's clear.
Yeah.
She's sick clear. Why are you still
you
sitting down?
So
stand up and give God praise.
Don't everybody say
I'll man. Sin brought reproach. Sin brought death. Jesus Christ took the punishment of our sin. Every sinner in this planet, even in North Korea, even in those tribes that have never heard of the gospel, their sin was removed. When Jesus said it is finished, his death meant our freedom. His death meant our forgiveness. Amen. But because God gave us a free will, we cannot violate it. So because we cannot violate God, God cannot violate our free will. He gave us a free will, but God cannot violate it. We have to choose eternal life. So because God gave his son to introduce eternal life to us as a choice, we are not forced to receive eternal life. We make a choice. Amen. So the invitation was made. So as I was worshiping God earlier, the Lord laid on my heart to whisper, to speak this word unto you. That your bondage has no right to dominate you. Your sickness and your disease has no power over you. Satan cannot hinder you from receiving healing or deliverance because it is given freely. God has paid the price for freedom. But how do you access your deliverance? How do you access your healing? How do you access your miracle? You have to believe in your heart that it is yours. As a choice we make, God's children, we have to come to a place of understanding that God is not meant to lie. We have to ask. Ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be what? Open for you. You ask in faith. But you can't ask what you are entitled to. So you have to receive Jesus in your heart to get entitlement to healing and deliverance. So Jesus is not a feeling. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It was a Jesus is the Son of God. So I don't have to feel him to know that I'm born again. I know that I know that I'm born again. So we receive eternal life through faith in Christ. Now we don't take the word of God in contempt. We don't take the word of God lightly. We have to take the word of God serious. Amen. So God's word is life. He said, let there be light. And light what? Was. That word became light. The word is spoke. Let there be light. Made the light come forth. So the word of God is not dropped to the ground by accident. It's declared in his majesty. So God is not demoting himself. So when God speaks a word, under the word cometh all authority and power of his kingdom. Someone say amen. His throne room is backing up the word. All the angels of heaven are in that word. So when it is spoken, it carries weight. When we take it lightly, we're hindering ourselves. So in verse 5, let's read it together. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Now, I want you to say after me, I am healed. If you're blind, you can see, even if you're still blind. Oh, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. Let me try to break it down for you. Satan cannot challenge the authority of God. Did you hear that word? No witch, no wizard, no power can challenge the authority of God's word. God has exalted his word above his name. So when he says he was wounded for transgression, he was bruised for iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That word spoken is past, current, and future. Amen. So I was preaching in Africa, and I ministered to a multitude of people that came, and It was a school. I went to school. All the kids were there, you know. The kids were in the ages 15, 16, 17 to 21. So they all gathered together. And I said, everyone that has glasses, you're wearing glasses, take them off. They took them off. I said, bring them, all of you, to the to the altar. So they brought them to the altar. I said, put them right there. I say, now I command you to see without your glasses clearly. So when I spoke the word, the vision had to shift from blurriness, from dysfunction, to perfect 20/20 vision instantly. And they could not put the glasses back on anymore. Let me tell you why that happened. Because when I catch the revelation and I exercise my faith in the revelation that God gave me, vision was instantly restored in their eyes. Can I amen to that? Because when the word is spoken, the word becomes light to your darkness, to your poverty, to your sickness, to your disease. Amen. So God's word is more powerful than what we are dealing with. God's word is more powerful than our pain. God's word is more powerful than our debt. God's word is more powerful than the drugs your son is dealing with. God can break drug addiction off your son. God can break sickness and disease off your daughter. God can break that diabetes off your life. God can take that crippleness off you. God can take that cancer off you. God can remove. Amen. Now, I think you're going to bear with our technical crew. They're trying to figure out how to get the lights brighter. So we're going to stay in light. Amen. So they're going to figure it out. I think they're taking some lessons in the back because we own the building, because now we have the key. I might decide to stay here for a year. I'm being funny. Can you see me? As long as you can see me, you're good. Somebody say amen. Let's continue. Everybody say, God is more powerful than my sickness and disease. Amen. Now, maybe you're not sick in your body, but you have something you're dealing with. I want you to imagine your problem is not capable of dethroning God. Your problem cannot take God out of his throne. Can I amen to that? Are you paying attention? Let me say this one more time. No power in hell can defeat God on his throne. So God has exalted his word above. Oh my Jesus Christ. His name. And it's so powerful that when we receive the word of God, we become so powerful. Okay, I'm going to give you practical examples from the Bible. Three men refused to bow to the beast. Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to put you in the fire. He tells the men, multiply it seven times. Make it hotter. Seven what? Times. Some of you, that's what you feel like. Ever since you came to Jesus, ever since you began to read the Bible, ever since you began to take God seriously, things became a little bit more tougher. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah, you took God serious, people began to come against you. Problems erupted. Confusion is hitting you. You're being opposed. You're dealing with a lot of problems. So you're trying to figure out, what can I do? What shall I do that I may be saved? How can I come out of this bondage? How can I overcome this problem in my life? It's like the enemy is trying his level best to push you off the cliff. But I got some news for you. The fourth man appeared when the fire got hot. Amen. At the point of your breakthrough is the intensity of the opposition. Does it feel hot? Does it feel like things are falling apart? Your breakthrough is right at that point. Because nothing can box God in. No demon can box him in. No religious foe, no conspiracy can box God in. God can break out of any prison. I said, God can break out of any what? Prison. Did you hear what I said? Are you in prison? God gonna take you out of that prison. You're gonna come out of prison tonight. You say, how? All you have to do is to believe. All you have to do is to believe. 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 When you believe, you will receive what you came believing God for. Ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. You have to ask to receive. You have to believe to receive. Expect a miracle tonight. Say, I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. Let's look at the scripture. In Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The glory is what Satan is fighting you for. The light is what is trying to stop you from radiating. Because once God says arise, whatever conflict you're facing has no right to stop you from rising. He says, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That command is your decision to make. So, most people want a miracle, but they're not willing to receive it. Number two, they don't know how to receive it. Why do I do this? Chris says, I was asked on a radio interview, Sugar 900, what is two nights of miracles? I was holding a crusade in Kravis Center in West Palm Beach. And I answered him, it's an atmosphere that is set. When we come to Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, the atmosphere is set. Amen. So for one night today, March 16th, there is an atmosphere set. We've been praying, fasting, prophesying, and preparing. So because an atmosphere is set, whoever walked into these doors, into the atmosphere, will receive a miracle. That's the atmosphere. I'm going to pray for any case. I'm going to deal with any case, whether it is cancer, HIV, diabetes, bulimia, anorexic, whatever it is, because the Lord has set the atmosphere. We dare challenge the enemy. We put the atmosphere in place. What do you mean? We're hungry. We're thirsty. Can a miracle happen every day in your life? It can. Before I finish, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness. But God says, okay, I know there's darkness all around. You see it on television. You see it in New Zealand. People killed in a mosque. You see it in Ethiopia. People died. You see it in Venezuela. People dying from civil unrest. Government collapse. You see it in America. Babies killed every day through abortion. That even some political people have endorsed abortion to be to the time whereby the child is almost born. That's extremely bad. You see this happening today in Hollywood. You see it happening in the world today. Most of the people dying from the epidemic of drug addiction. Darkness is all around. Depression, suicide, premature death, poverty, stress. That's darkness. But then it says, gross darkness, the people. That's what you see. It's all over the people. Hate. Then it says something. But the Lord shall rise upon thee. My. Eva said, Lord, I'm ready for you to rise upon me. He said, his glory shall be seen upon thee. Okay, let's continue. It says, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Your testimony in the glory, the manifestation of God's presence, and his glory being released over your life is going to draw non-Christians to Christ. The Gentiles represent the non-believers. We are not to evangelize believers. That's why when I come to a city, I go after the non-believers. I thank God for those that know Christ. They're welcome to come and be part of the harvest. Let's clap to Jesus for that. We have to pray for the sick. We have to pray for those that are in need. We have to pray for those that are ready to receive. It is so easy to be healed. It's so easy to be delivered. All you have to do is to believe, and then you shall receive. He says, his glory shall be risen upon thee. The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. When the glory comes, it takes the limits off. You can come out of your bondage in a split moment. A woman came to my meeting in Minneapolis. She was diagnosed with hypertension and multiple sclerosis. And right when she got the diagnosis, she came to my service. God gave me a word of knowledge. I prayed for her. I told her, go back to your doctor for a check. The doctors checked. They could not find no hypertension, and they could not trace any multiple sclerosis. Amen. Because the power of God sniffed it out of her, siphoned it. Woman came to my meeting suffering, and God healed her. We've had meetings where people came with severe illnesses. One woman came to my service in Dera Beach. The rotten part of her ankle area was rotten. You could see the damage. The bacteria are down to her leg. I prophesied supernatural deliverance, and God began to dry it instantly in front of our eyes. Yes. I went to JFK Hospital. I'm sharing with you testimonies of when God's glory is risen upon thee. What happens? I went to JFK Hospital, and I dealt with a situation with a woman. She collapsed in her house for 3 days. No food, no water for 3 days. And she had peed on herself because she had a stroke, and the pee had burnt her over the area where she was laying down. You could see. And when people are in that state of coma, the eyes are dropped in, and she's dehydrated, and she don't know where she at. So the neighbors and the landlord called the cops, and the daughter came, and they took her to the house. So she was there, and had a stroke one side, and unresponsive. Her face looked like a basketball, round. Death was all over. When I walked in, I said, daughter, I told her daughter, you're going to see a miracle in front of your eyes. As I began to prophesy, I could see the eyes back up, and then the eyes opened and the mouth closed in front of her eyes. And then the blood began to flow, and the side that had a stroke, she began to move that area and began to move her leg right there. Glory to Jesus. Life returned. Because the glory was released in the atmosphere. In a hospital. You say, how possible is that? Because when the glory comes, it will challenge any physical disability. Can I amen to that? Now, you may say, that's a miracle. I see it's a miracle, but how can I experience it? And how can I receive it? You receive a miracle when you believe, when you expect it. Someone say, amen. Glory to Jesus. I'll never forget, I was preaching in London. I've shared this testimony, if I'm going to share it again. And this service is a prophetic war service. And they bring to the service a woman. She cannot see, she cannot hear, and she cannot talk. How do you communicate with her? You can't. The only thing she could do is eat. Hey, she could eat and sleep, but she could not see, hear, or talk. So the family that brought her Say, this is a problem. I say, I've never seen this problem before. I've been to 16 different nations preaching the gospel, but I've never seen a problem like this. So I got on my knees. I said, Father, this is yours. Fix it. Amen. This is how I did it. And guess what? When I got up, she began to see, she began to hear, she began to talk. Can I see, can I hear a better clap offering than that? I did not heal this woman. God healed her. That's what Jesus did when he had a problem. Thousands of people were hungry and he had to feed them. All he did is he lifted up his hands and lifted up the meal and blessed the Lord, gave thanks, and he passed it out. It multiplied. The supernatural is released when we surrender. Stop trying to figure out how you're going to be healed. Stop trying to figure out how you're going to come out of debt. Stop trying to figure out how your husband going to stop acting like a devil. How your wife going to stop doubting. How your children going to get off drugs. Stop trying to figure out how you're going to change your community. Surrender it to God and God is going to move. Somebody say amen. God is going to move. The supernatural is released when we surrender. Surrender your worry. Surrender your anxieties to God and see God move supernaturally. I'm believing God for the book of Acts manifestation. I'm believing God to see food multiply. I've seen it before. I'm believing God to see limbs grow out. I'm believing God to see body parts put back in people. Somebody say amen. You came with an organ missing. God is going to put it back there. We've seen it before. We're going to see it again. Someone say amen. In every service, you missed the place to clap to Jesus. I believe God is going to do earth-shaking miracles that will blow everybody's mind. And they will not be able to explain how it happened. Amen. You know why? Because God is not meant to lie. Jesus Christ did not preach a dead gospel. He preached a power-packed gospel. He cast out devils. Hallelujah. He walked on water. Hallelujah. That is not civilized. That is supernatural. Amen. The things we're going to accomplish in the glory that will not take understanding, that will take supernatural revelation. Amen. Like opening blind eyes, stopping deaf ears, coming out of debt supernaturally, supernatural debt cancellation. Amen. God can move in your health. A woman came with a blood clot on her leg and I laid hands on her and instantly it disappeared. She went back to doctors. They could not find it. The blood clot disappeared. Another woman had cancer. I went to JFK Hospital to pray for her. I laid hands on her, rebuked the cancer. When the doctors came the next day, they ran tests. They could not find the cancer. Why? Because the glory siphoned it out. Now, before I finish, I'm going to say this as I close. Miracles are a manifestation of his glory and power. Deliverance is a manifestation of his love, glory, and power. Amen. We can receive what we came expecting when we believe and surrender to God. Number two, God wants to heal you even before your problem came. That's why he sends people like us to come and minister to you. It's the will of God for you to be free. But you have to believe. You have to come in agreement with what God wants to do. May your eyes open that you see and hear. Somebody say amen. For this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, to destroy the works of Satan. Amen. Jesus came to set the captives free, to bring hope to the hopeless, to bring rest upon the captives. So how do you receive from God? You receive when you believe. Number two, you receive when you surrender. Number three, you receive when you accept him as the one that's going to effect the change. From the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. You know what that means? You got to take your miracle. You got to take your breakthrough. You got to say no to what the devil is saying to you. You got to say no to rejection. not to pain, not to shame, not to come on, let me hear somebody say hallelujah. You gotta say no. Somebody say hallelujah. You are to refuse it. Refuse the judgments of the devil. Refuse the accusations of the enemy. The Bible said the devil is the accuser of the brethren. You have to say no. No to HIV. No to depression. No to diabetes. No to any infirmity in your body. Infirmity is a spirit. The name of Jesus is above any infirmity in your life. Hallelujah. I was preaching in Baltimore, Maryland, and the rain was raining out there, and this woman came with a walker. I told her, come forward. She came forward. I took the walker and I broke it, and I told her, walk. And she said, huh? I said, walk. Okay. Somebody say hallelujah. Let me tell you why. Because when the glory comes, it can change the chemistry, the dynamic, the blood flow in your bones and break every curse of your life. There is no demon in hell that can deny you your miracle. There is no religious thought or power that can deny you your answer. There is no power or warlock or wizard in this region that can deny you your miracle. If you believe, you will receive it. No power can stop the glory. I've studied the scripture and I know how God works. And I want to encourage you to believe. I'm going to begin to pray shortly here. Just close your eyes and say, Father, thank you for speaking to me about your word. I believe that your word is more powerful than all networks of defeat. Your word is more powerful than any philosophy, any lie that God doesn't heal today. I believe your word. For you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give the best clap offering. Let me say this to you. There's a lot of churches in America. Thank God for all the churches. I've been to cities where you see a church on every street. But we're not going to change communities by just being nice. We're going to change regions and communities by allowing the glory to touch down. That's how we're going to change this region. We have to press in. We have to pray. We have to seek God. We have to believe God. Let me tell you something here. God can do an instant miracle or a gradual miracle. It can happen instantly or gradually. But you're just going to receive it. It's either instant or gradual. But God's going to what? Do it. All you have to do is to believe. So God is going to make it happen. He's going to cause a shift in your heart, and you're going to receive. As soon as we pray, just believe and it will happen to you in Jesus' name, because the Lord is the miracle worker. So you simply believe. So when you believe, it is done. You exercise your faith and you speak that word. You decree. The Bible says we shall decree a word and it shall be established. So when you decree, you say it, God establishes it. Any word you say, God will establish it. As you say, I receive it, God will cause it to happen. If you say, I surrender, God will move in that financial situation. God's going to cancel your debt. God's going to remove all those evil things that are tormenting you, just like that. Amen. Yeah, God's going to fix it right there. All you have to do is say, I believe. And then you're going to receive it. You say, I believe, and he shall do it. Because you came expecting, God will do it for you. Fibromyalgia, God's going to remove it. I prayed for people that were on 40 years of fibromyalgia, and God instantly removed it. So sometimes we receive miracles instantly, and sometimes it's gradually. God processes it in time, in a transition, so that that's how he does it. So Naaman had to dip himself in the water 7 times. Somebody say amen? Yeah, he could have done it once, but he had to do it 7 times. So 7 times he dipped himself in the water, and then boom, he obeyed God. Somebody say hallelujah. So the things we have to follow. So God wants you to trust him. Some of you gonna
praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to another great edition of Piercing Darkness, bringing the light of Jesus Christ to this dark and dying world. He's a Savior, and that's what we're celebrating this weekend. We'd like to invite you to tomorrow's Easter services. We have 2 services, one in West Palm Green Acres area, 4701 10th Avenue north of the Oasis Spar Fellowship Church. Head Pastor Apostle Ronald Sully will be preaching, ministering, and you don't want to miss it. So if you're in the area and you need a church to come visit us. Also, Sunday night, if you're in Delray Beach, South Florida area, Delray Beach, West Palm Beach, Boynton Beach, or even up in Palm Bay, Jupiter, Port St. Lucie, come join us for a Healing Resurrection Miracle Service. Free admission and free parking, 7:30 p.m. at the DF Campus Church Auditorium, 400 South Swinton Avenue. You don't want to miss it. Your life will never be the same. It's free to attend, it's free parking, and it's free admission. For more information, call 561-337-9018, and your life will never be the same. You can follow Apostle Ronald Sully on Facebook. Just type his name in, Apostle Ronald Sully. And also, you can go to Instagram. And Harvesting Souls, our Apostle Ronald Sully on Twitter, JC is Holy, and also Power Evangelism YouTube channel. You get free videos on there. And the website is powerevangelism.net. You can go there, submit your prayer request. If you're sick in your body, you're depressed, you need healing, you just need encouragement, you need some spiritual questions answered, you have a loved one that's sick, a loved one needs salvation, we want to agree, we need a financial breakthrough in your life, let's believe God and pray with you, because when 2 or 3 agree, it shall be done by our Father which is in heaven. You can also support, sow seed. This is the best time to sow seed. It's the resurrection first fruit time, and your first fruit, your best offering is this time of the year. God gave his best. He gave his son Jesus, and you should give your best to. If you want to donate in this ministry, if it's been a blessing to you, then go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or come to the service, and your life will never be the same. Thanks for being a friend, a partner, and a listener. Don't forget, Sunday morning, Oasis Power Fellowship, 4701 10th Avenue North, 11:30 a.m., and Sunday night in Delray Beach at the DAF campus, 400 South Swinton Avenue, Resurrection Miracle Service. It's free to attend. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net, the events page, or call us 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. Until next week, Jesus is the reason we celebrate. Thank you for him dying on the cross. We love you all. We're praying for you. And the man of God will be back next week, Apostle Ronald Sully. Come join us this weekend for Easter Sunday morning and Miracle Resurrection Sunday night service. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And Jesus loves you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Sully. For more information about Apostle Ronald Sully or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Sully. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.